Will Massachusetts abandon part of the education standard set by the federal No Child Left Behind policy? State education officials are considering seeking a waiver that would release it from the 100% proficiency rule. That standard requires all students demonstrate a good command of grade-level subjects on state exams by the year 2014. However, U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan has not indicated when a waiver might be available. Joining us to talk about all this morning is State Education Secretary Paul Revel. Good morning, Mr. Secretary, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure to be here.
Let me ask you for the news right up front. Is the state going to seek a waiver to this part of No Child Left Behind? Or if you're not ready to say that, should it seek a waiver?
Well, first of all, it's premature to say whether we take a waiver or not because the U.S. Department of Education has not offered one. There's been a lot of talk over the summer by Secretary Duncan that he intends to make waivers to states available for NCLB. We've indicated that we'll look at any waiver option that comes up and give some serious thought to it, but we've made no determination as yet.
A lot of criticism of this portion of No Child Left Behind. Do you share in that criticism?
The criticism of this portion of No Child Left Behind is almost universal. In other words, the notion that 100% proficiency can be achieved in a set period of time by ratcheting it up in even intervals year by year has been widely discredited. So there are problems with AYP. I think both Democrats and Republicans in Congress recognize that it has to be changed. The education field recognizes that it has to be changed. But there's been gridlock, so there's been no movement. This law was supposed to have been reauthorized in 2007. It's now 2011. And I think what you're seeing is the Obama administration getting impatient with Congress's unwillingness to reauthorize and change the aspects of the law that clearly aren't working. And so they're trying to take some action on their own.
Is No Child Left Behind broken?
Well, I think there are aspects of No Child Left Behind that work very well. I think the requirement that all students set standards, the requirement that those standards be measured regularly and that you break down and look at the progress of individual groups, I think some of the specific tools that the law uses were flawed. They were naive to incorporate in the first place and have proved flawed over time. So it's a law that richly needs revision and updating, but the general principles of the law are good.
Let me come back to the waiver issue, if I might. Some critics say that a state with some of the highest achieving students in the country shouldn't need a waiver. And Chris Anderson, president of the Mass High Technology Council, recently told the Boston Globe that a waiver could thwart state efforts to get more school districts to innovate approaches to accelerate student achievement. Respond to that.
Well, I disagree with Chris on that. I mean, I think we don't need a waiver by any means. I mean, we're doing fine right now. Our current state accountability system is in many respects tougher than the No Child Left Behind system, which is why we put most of our attention on that. I think our capacity to innovate relates to the quality of our educators and the kind of opportunities. We passed the Achievement Gap Act of 2010, which has created lots of opportunities for charter schools and innovation schools to engage in all sorts of innovative educational practices, and we're seeing really a renaissance of innovation in Massachusetts schools. So I don't really get the correlation there. I think the question of the waiver is a question of how many schools, for example, in Massachusetts are discredited by being labeled underperforming. We have about 1,900 schools. We are now, under the federal law, over 1,000 of those have been classified as underperforming. I don't think that comports with the average citizen's understanding of the quality of public education in the highest performing state.
Let me ask you one last question about accountability, since you brought it up. The 100% proficiency rule was meant to prevent some groups of students from slipping through the cracks. We're talking about immigrants, special ed students. Massachusetts, as you point out, still has a big achievement gap between white students, blacks, and Latinos. If there's a waiver, how do you hold schools accountable for educating all the students?
Well, we have a very strong state accountability system right now that classifies schools into five different categories, gives them warnings if they're in Category 3, gives them extraordinary interventions in Category 4, and calls for state takeover in Category 5. So we've got one of the nation's strongest accountability systems. We're already operating in 35 turnaround schools now, where extraordinary work is going on, and the state is playing a very strong role. in forcing schools to develop effective plans to turn around their performance.
Paul Revel, State Education Secretary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.